were disarmed or disabled there. And you realize that even the kinds of ingredients you can find in your own kitchen can be used to make bombs. So the problem here is with the people and not with the tools. But I want to go back to something Bill Bratton said, which I think is really important. We need to understand more about the signs that show somebody is either becoming deranged or becoming a terrorist, because there's a commonality we see again and again, which is a sudden change in behavior, usually some element of becoming more isolated and changing the way you relate to people. We've seen that with terrorists who became radicalized in Europe, and we've now seen it, of course, in this terrible tragedy. So we need to understand better how we detect the early warning signs. Last thing, David, is, you know, by coincidence this week there was a report on the Fort Hood shooting. And the question there again was, how come Major Nidal Hassan was not detected earlier before he committed the horrible shootings at Fort Hood? And there again, it was, in a sense, a failure of imagination. Here's somebody who was getting radicalized, who was communicating with a terrorist over the internet, and yet the people looking at that, somehow they couldn't get their heads around the assumption that somehow, because he was an Army officer, he couldn't be turning in a bad direction. So we need to rethink our approach to this.